Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, we've been talking for some weeks about the kingdom of God. And I want to go on this morning, go to Matthew, please, the 13th chapter. Matthew 13, and I'd like for us to talk about this morning, the kingdom principle. The, and that's a big word, you don't always hear me use these all-inclusive words, like the. Let me explain. You know, sometimes preachers say, here are the three steps to this or that. Yeah. I don't talk that way. I might say, here are three steps. Why? Because there's probably 45 that I just hadn't found out about yet. Are you with me now? But here's three that I know about. And so when I talk about all inclusive, like the, that's a big statement. But as we get into it, you're going to see, because Jesus alluded to this. I would call this the kingdom principle, the principle of the kingdom. As to how the kingdom operates, how the kingdom functions. In Matthew, the 13th chapter, Matthew 13, we're going to read a few scriptures now, so stay hooked. Matthew 13 and 1. The same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the seaside. And great multitudes were gathered together to him, so that he went into a ship. And he sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spoke many things to them in parables. And he said, behold, a sower went forth to sow. Now you're going to see as we read through this, verse after verse after verse after verse. And this is a, you know, quite a lengthy chapter, 58 verses. But the bulk of it deals with this concept. And before we go further, when we talk about the principle of the kingdom, do you know what I'm talking about now? What is it? The principle of the kingdom is the principle of sowing and reaping. Seed time and harvest. Now, when we say this, many times people think, you know, well, Brother Keith, we've already had the offering. So what are we going to talk about sowing and reaping? Sowing money is a small portion of this, right? And if we're going to be kingdom minded, we must be seed minded about everything, because that's how it is. That's how God sees it. That's how he set it up. Seed time and harvest, sowing and reaping. Everything in the kingdom operates off of this principle. If you forget it, then you're going to get off. You're going to get confused. He said, the sower, Matthew 13, the sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. Because they had no root, they withered away. Now, let's just stop right here. Who's teaching this? Why is he teaching it? Well, skip down to verse 10. You'll see it. The disciples came. They said, why are you speaking to them in parables? And Jesus answered, verse 11, he said to them, because it is given to you to know what? The mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them it's not given. Why is he teaching this? He's revealing to us what has been a mystery of how the kingdom of God operates. Now back up, let's finish reading what we were seeing there. Verse 6, when the sun was up, they were scorched because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns. Some what? Seed. Fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground. and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, and some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Who has ears to hear? Let him hear. What's he talking about? The kingdom of God. How the kingdom operates. Now he, you know, since they asked him about it, he in private went into detail and explained the parable to them. Verse 16. He said, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say to you, many prophets and righteous men desired to see things you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things which you hear and have not heard them. What things? See, this is the thing that was a mystery. The prophets could see. They knew about God. They knew about miracles. But what was this? What was this one that would be born of a virgin? And the government would be on his shoulders. And of his kingdom would be no end. What was this? They didn't see. They couldn't understand. But you and I don't just hear about the kingdom. We're in the kingdom. Amen. The kingdom's in us. Amen. Now. Yes. This is it. This is what everything was going towards. Yes. And now it's not just about Jew and Gentile. And culture and nation and male and female and race has nothing to do with it. It's are you born again? Because if you're in Him, if you're in Christ, you're in the kingdom. And the kingdom's in you. And this is an everlasting kingdom. And this is not imaginary. This is real. Soon and very soon, there'll be no more government of anything else. There won't be any other nation, any other government. It'll be the kingdom of God. And guess who is going to be in charge? Who's going to be the governors over the cities in the kingdom of God? The people that should be in charge. Us. The people that's not covetous and not money hungry and not trying to hurt anybody, but people that really love the people and really want to help them and really lead them in righteousness. It's not going to be a figment of your imagination. It's not going to be floating along in a cloud. It's just as real as any city you want to go to right now, and more so. And it's happening soon, soon, soon. He said, this is how it operates, though. Verse 18, he explained to him, he said, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears what? What? Not just the word. The word of, or the word about the kingdom. See, we talk so much about the gospel, but we've seen again and again that it didn't just say gospel. It said the gospel of the kingdom. The good news about the kingdom. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom, let's just stop right there. What is the word of the kingdom? Backing up in the parable, that's the seed. Now, this is an area that we need to get our minds renewed to. We, in general, have not seen the preciousness of the seed. We grow up around seed. We know about it, but because we've always been around it, you can take it for granted. But the seed, I don't know, for lack of a better word, it's a miracle. But you can take that small seed, and that whole oak tree is in there. You can take that small human seed, can't even see it. And oh, the color of your eyes, length of your nose, everything's in there. Is that right? And listen, God is in His seed. Did you get that now? God is in his seed. And he's given us his seed. So Mrs. God is huge. He fills heaven and earth. I know. An oak tree can take up a lot of space too. But God has the ability to condense it into a seed. And then plant it in you, and it germinates, and it starts to grow. Amen. And the thing about supernatural seed is it never stops growing. Hallelujah. It doesn't reach its maximum and that's it. No, it's God's seed. So it never stops growing. And that's why it is possible for you and I to become filled with all the fullness of God. Most folks don't even believe that. But in Ephesians, he taught us to pray that. I'm quoting scripture. Right? Ephesians 3, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. How could you be filled with all the fullness of God? Well, don't put a time limit on it. It's not even limited to this life. It's our destiny. And it starts with a seed. Everything you see around you, everything came from a seed. Your body came from a seed. Is that right? How many are happy for your body? You're glad you got a body. It came from a seed. This building came from a seed. You know every piece of wood in the place came from a seed. Every piece of fabric came from a seed. So what about the plastic, Brother Keith? That didn't come from a seed. Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did. All natural resources came from a seed. And here's the thing. Every idea is a seed. Every thought is a seed. And every word is a seed. And every action is a seed. It's a seed. It'll bring up a good crop or it'll bring up a bad crop, but everything, everything comes from a seed.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Kingdom Principle, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402H. That's R1402H, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.